Good morning. The date is June 11, 2015. The time is 06:44 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning. And it's a pretty exciting Sunday morning because I'm taking a break from my break on doing all things social, I guess, for this month of June. And I'm out here at the end of the backyard, at the beginnings of the cornfield. And there was some excitement that took place here. Probably finished up just about, 3.5 hours ago, as I ended up waking up around 3 o'clock this morning to take Max out in the backyard here to go to the bathroom. Dogs do that sort of thing. And, I hear this horrendous noise of some sorts of mechanical, a machinery, and all these lights emanating from this huge hunk of what looked like freaking metal off in the distance and through the tree line out back here. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Is Optimus Prime touched down here in the southern tier of upstate New York? And then I just took a step back and like, wait a minute. That's not Optimus Prime. He's probably still on the movie set of the new movie, Transformer movie, that's due to come out here shortly. Anyway, it was the planting of the cornfield out here. They were doing a full court press yesterday, folks. When I got home, they were tilling it. After it had, they plowed it, then they till it. And I guess they have to let it dry, and then they till it again. But I thought that was it. They were going to plant it here in the next couple days. But they went right into the planting phase. So the cornfield out back here for this cornfield season of 2017 has been planted under the strawberry moon. That was the full moon, the name of the full moon that took place here. I guess it was just a few days ago on the 8th. You've heard of the harvest moon, but the moon in June is known as the strawberry moon. So, and it was full here on June 8th, I guess. And once I walked back here, I could see it was sort of a weird. If I had a good camera, I could have took a good picture because I literally, my first thought is Optimus Prime is playing around in the back cornfield there, you know, so he doesn't destroy any buildings or anything like that. That's what it looked like. So this is the first official corn report that the corn has been planted on this June 11th under the strawberry moon here in the southern tier. And I'm looking at the field, and the earth looks neatly planted. Yep, you can see the rows, the furrows and stuff like that, and you got tractor tracks back here and stuff like that, but it looks like a field that has been planted, a field of dream. So, and there's Max. He's barking probably at some rabbits that we've got. We got some baby rabbits running around the backyard here, and so he's barking up there on the porch. And I'm having the morning coffee. So, I wanted to get this audio in. To sort of benchmark the event of the corn being planted here. And so I'll be giving my periodic corn reports. But like I said, I'm taking a break from my break. I'm staying away from all things social this month of June. I usually do that. I usually take a break on June because there's nothing else really going on. And it enables me to catch up on a few things. Real life-wise, I guess you could say, in a sense. And it's like a little vacation away from all the stuff that happens on these social media platforms and whatnot. So, but it's like 57, 58 degrees out back here. And we're going to be getting like 91 degrees Fahrenheit today is going to be the high. There's already some mosquitoes out. And we got some Cirrus clouds whispering up on the blue tapestry of the blue sky up above me, and I'm looking over towards the golf course way, and the fifth hole looks very nice as far. I don't see any golfers as of yet, but that's always nicely groomed off to the left of the cornfield here. But we got like, what is it? It's about 15 to 18 acres, which I've owned about 2.5 to 3 acres of this back cornfield. The Field of Dream, as a Japanese national that used to work for me when I was in the service back at Yokota Air Base would have said. He's a big baseball fan there. When he saw pictures of the house with the backyard and had a full field of corn, he said, "Oh, Sergeant Roberts, you have a field of dreams in your backyards." It's like, and I would have never known that this cornfield would be a big part of my life here on this house that we've lived, good 20 years since I've been out of the United States Air Force, and wouldn't trade it for anything. It's been really great, and actually I think our house is over 100 years old. It was built in 1917, so this year it will be 100 years old. We have a picture that was given to us a few years back of the first family standing in front of the house, which so it's though I think the house next to it is our neighbor's there. Their house is probably, I think it's a little older, because I think that's the old farmhouse. That this whole area back here and the village used to be a farm back in the day. But this cornfield out back here that I'm looking and gazing over as the morning sun shines on the backside of it, and the shade of the walnut trees here along the backyard are shading this side of it. It truly is one of the things that I cherish about living here in the Southern Tier, and look forward to seeing every growing season, because I can come back here and do this audio thing on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. You didn't think I was going to get it in there, but yes, I did. This program formerly known as Audio Boo, to give you a corn report while having the morning coffee. And actually, this is back where I've started launching my drones and landing my drones and flying my drones. So I'll be flying my drones over the cornfield this summer. And I'm not sure where I'm at on the drones. I haven't had that many flights, but I've had a few flights and stuff. A few crashes and stuff in the wind. I flew yesterday, and I shouldn't have. And it was a little windy, and it got blown into one of the shrubberies there and stuff like that. So... but that's how you learn. And so I am getting my day started here. I got to go into work today, and this is one of those rare Sundays, because definitely when I am on the social media platforms, I tend to not really post on a Sunday. But because of the activities early this morning at 3 a.m. where I thought I was getting a visit from Optimus Prime, one of the Transformers, which it turned out not to be. It was just a the local farmer doing a full court press of planting the cornfield for this growing season of 2017. So y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.